I just want to take a moment and reintroduce you to the Boyd Garrison Quartet. How about a hand for them? As you know, a year ago or so, we started this theme thing, and everyone thought it'd be nice if the band could play music that would go with the theme. So tonight is Motown, which is Detroit, and so we're going to see how authentic this is going to be. Both Polly and I are from Detroit, and I remember when Berry Gordy was sleeping in his car, just to let you know how long we've been. The band has been working on some tunes, and I know Boyd has taken some extra classes so that he could find out what Motown really was. And he's been working on these themes for probably 2 months. So how many tunes we got tonight? Zero. Okay. Well, here they are. Boyd Garrison Quartet and Motown.
All right. Well, thank you, Jerry. Just to let you know here, back in the 1960s, Detroit was known for two things: cars and a unique style of rhythm and blues played mainly by black artists that was introduced to mainstream pop music by Berry Gordy through his iconic record label, Motown. Maybe you know that the Motown is a contraction of the words motor and town. We'd like to begin with some hits from a five-man vocal group originally called the Elgins. They signed with Motown in 1960 when Berry Gordy discovered that the name was already being used by another group. They changed it to The Temptations. Everything. the R&B soul group from called the Drifters. They were the least stable of the great vocal groups, mainly because they were low-paid musicians hired by George Treadwell, who owned the Drifters' name beginning in 1953. There have been 60 vocalists in the history of the Drifters, including many splinter groups formed by former members, but they were an important influence to the genre. Here are two of their better-known hits. Oh, you can dance, every dance with the phone. Personality from that period. His name was Marvin Gaye, and he helped to shape the sound of Motown in the 1960s, first as an in-house session player and later a solo vocalist with a four-octave range and a string of hits earning him the nickname Prince of Motown and Prince of Soul. Early on, he pursued a career doing jazz and standards and ironically had no desire to play R&B. Gay was sensitive about his surname and, like Sam Cooke, changed the spelling by adding an E. It also put more distance between him and his abusive father. An interesting footnote is that Marvin wanted to play football. He had a successful career in music, but he wanted to try out for the Detroit Lions. Appalled by the idea, Berry Gordy and others talked him out of it. In 1984, just shy of his 45th birthday, he met an untimely death at the hands of his father, Marvin Gaye Sr. But he leaves a legacy that is the core of the Motown sound.
I know.
love you, baby. I'm still in the music. Also known as Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, from 1965 through 1972. They were an R&B vocal group that was Motown's first successful recording act, formed in 1955 by Smokey Robinson, Pete Moore, and Ronnie White. The group started out as the Five Chimes, changing their name to the Matadors 2 years later, and then they finally settled on the Miracles after the inclusion of Claudette Robinson in 1958. Around 1964, Smokey Robinson became Motown's vice president. Here then is our rendition of their signature hit, Ooh, Baby Baby, or as I like to call it, Get Something Started for Later music. Yeah, thank you. Steph Lamb, Hardway Morris, was blind since shortly after his birth, was a child prodigy who at the age of 11 signed the Motown's Tamla label under the name of Little Stevie Wonder. He sold over 100 million records worldwide, making him one of the best-selling music artists of the time. And we're going to sample a few of the songs from his songbook. Looking back on me was a little too heavy. singer and a former politician. She's the lead singer of a Motown girl group called Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. They backed Marvin Gaye on his first three singles and his first album and on stage. And even after they had their own hits. Heatwave became the group's first million-dollar seller. Martha and the Vandellas quickly rose to become one of Motown label's top draws, both as recording stars and a successful live act. While serving on Detroit City's City Council, Reeves had the name West Grand Boulevard, where Motown Studios was located, changed to Berry Gordy Boulevard.
Can't keep from crying.
some heat here like that. This next artist was a student at Tuskegee College. He formed a succession of R&B groups in the mid-1960s, and in 1968, he became a singer and played saxophone with the Commodores. They signed with Motown Records initially as a support act for the Jackson 5. Here's a song that he recorded with the Commodores in 1978 in 3/4 time. Thanks for the time you gave me. Memories all in my mind. Now that we've come to the end of our rainbow, there's something I must say out loud. 1983, and then the following year sang it at the closing ceremonies of the Summer Olympics in LA. We will be right back in just a few minutes, so we're gonna party all night long.